corn crib.
Do you know when you eat corn, is there a way of eating it? Do people eat corn here where it's right off the cob?
Yeah, roasted ears.
Okay. What is the part around the corn called, the green that you tear away when you do that?
Oh, I think they call it the husk, I think, is what they call it.
Is there a name for the sort of fine stuff that's in between the husk and the corn, then?
Silk.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a go devil? Is that a familiar term to you?
Go devil, go devil, go devil. Seem like I've... Go devil. Seem like I've heard that, but I don't know what its reference is.
Okay. Get stuff all over here. I need to find a couple things for you to look at. Can you tell me what that is?
Harness.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I guess it's called a harness. Since I'm not a horse person.
Okay. Yeah, this part's going to be a little tricky, but whatever you can tell me.
Maybe call it a bridle. I guess it's a bridle. It goes on a, got a bit and then straps and stuff, so I guess you'd call that a...
Have you ridden much?
Hell no, I ain't ridden much. My butt still remembers when I rode the last time, many years ago.
Yeah. Well... These numbers indicate different parts, and anything you can help me with there would be great, Tom.
I don't think I would know. This is probably the rain. I would assume this is
number
the
six.
Bit.
Number six is the rain. Number eight is the bit?
No, number seven is the bit.
Okay.
Or I don't know what this... Yeah. Well, that's probably the bar that goes under the tongue. It's number eight, I would assume.
Okay.
And I don't know what they call these other straps. I have no idea on them other straps, what they call them.
Okay, so number seven is a bit, and number eight, you don't have a name for it, but something that goes in the mouth.
Yeah, it's a...
Or keeps the tongue down or something.
A bar that goes under the tongue.
Okay. And number six is a type of rain.
Yeah, type of rain.
Would number five be a type of rain, too? Or is that something different?
That might be a tying strap. I don't...
Okay.
Well, I don't know what they are.
Okay. And number one and two to me look like, I have no experience with horses, but number one and two to me just look like some sort of band that goes around.
Yeah, it's it may be called a head strap. This may
number
be,
one.
I don't know what that, maybe call that a nose strap there.
Number two.
I don't really know.
Okay.
Not into horses, so.
Okay, yeah. This one's going to be tricky too then, but if you could tell me what the whole thing is.
What's a saddle?
Okay. You know what number one is?
Saddle horn.
And number two?
That's a seat back of the saddle.
Okay.
I don't know what they call it. They probably have a special name for it.
Okay. Does three look familiar to you at all? That number three up here? I guess it's pointing to this right here. Some of these things, you know.
I have no idea what that should be.
Well, number four. Just that whole piece, I guess.
Now, what are you referring there?
I'm thinking this whole sort of area here minus that part there.
I don't have no idea. There's a... Oh, I've heard some names on saddles, but I...
Okay.
You know,
do any of those look familiar to you? Maybe eight?
Well, the stirrup does, and I don't know what they call this thing. Yeah.
Which one's the stirrup?
Number 10.
Number 10? What about number 13, then?
Well, they got names for them, but I don't know what they call them.
Okay.
Girth band, I think, or girth strap or something.
Okay.
One of them, but maybe it's the front and back one. I don't know.
Okay. And what? Eight, you said, doesn't look familiar to you at all?
No, well, it's
it looks
mean,
familiar,
I know it's on the saddle, but I don't know the name for it.
Okay, some sort of side thing. And what about number 11? Is that anything to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What I would assume it probably